Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Rich, and I'm joined today by Josh Brown.
Hello.
And if it's the two of us, it means only one thing. We're talking Call of Duty again. And that is the fact that Modern Warfare, one of the most promising Call of Duty titles since, I don't know, Black Ops 2?
Since the last one, I guess. No, yeah, for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, for quite a while. Suddenly has put its foot in its own ass. I don't know.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. But they've managed to cock things up quite significantly over the last, what, 2 days, maybe?
It's been a very rapid fire crisis mode for the devs at Infinity Ward, because obviously at the State of Play the other day, it was announced that the survival mode included in Spec Ops is going to be a 1 year timed exclusive, which is kind of a big deal, and a lot of COD fans, you know, felt very kind of annoyed about this. Obviously, if you play it on other consoles, whether it's PC, Xbox,
you just call
or whatever.
PC console, mate.
I did, Richard, I'm so sorry. I knew when the words were coming out of my mouth that they were going to annoy you, but I committed to them anyway. But yeah, obviously, you know, it's kind of a strange decision considering how this Call of Duty especially has been sort of embracing crossplay and connectivity.
Yes.
And then to come out and just kind of, you know, get off a piece of your content seems kind of anti-consumer. And you know why they've done it. It's because Sony and Activision have a marketing deal between each other, which means that the new Call of Duties are always announced on Sony's stage. It means they get exclusive content. In the past, that has been map packs. But because they don't really do map packs in their, you know, as they used to be, which were expansions paid for, they're now free. It's moved on to the Spec Ops thing, and people really aren't happy, Rich.
No, they're not. I mean, as you said, back in the old generation, from like whatever the first COD was on 360, COD 3 maybe, through
I think
to...
it was 2.
Is it 2?
It was that long ago.
That era that had the 30 days of exclusivity on the Xbox side, and for playing on 360, getting zombies maps a month early, it was like, yeah, this is great. And then obviously come the next generation, it was all on PS4. There was a period in time when it was 30 days during Black Ops 3, I remember. Then during Black Ops 4, it's 7 days only.
Yeah.
So then suddenly to just drop a year on this. It's ticked a lot of people off. I mean, we're used to the whole Call of Duty having one particular favorite platform. That's just, as I said, that's just been a thing. But doing it for a whole damn year is really quite sad.
It's kind of baffling.
It shows that Activision are trying to cover it all up by the fact they're releasing a statement saying this is only 1% of the game.
Yes.
Which I think is a gross under-exaggeration. Now, it's not the whole Spec Ops mode. We do have to clarify, this isn't one third of the game. This is like one part of that
one third of the game,
But that's still a mode. Like, survival mode in Modern Warfare 3 apparently was really good.
It was really fun. You know,
and
any hard
people
mode
got, yeah,
is good.
People got really excited when they said they were bringing it back. But October 2020.
A lot to dig into. First of all, you know, it might sound like a year and timed exclusive, you know, when it comes to timed exclusive deals, it might not seem that much, but in Call of Duty terms, by the time a year goes by, we're going to be ramping up for the next Call of Duty.
Bear in mind, it's because it's October 1st, 2020. It's not even October 1st, 2019. We've already played, all the beta period for this next game has gone. So by that time, we will have played the beta for Black Ops 5.
Yeah, we're going to be so deep in that
cycle. No one's
going
to care about Modern Warfare anymore.
No one's going to care. But yeah, like you said, they have tried to kind of brush this under the rug by saying, well, it's only 1% of the whole game. And Infinity Ward studio narrative director Taylor Kurosaki responded on Twitter by saying, quote, "Let's be honest, ruining is an exaggeration. Survival is 1% of the game." They went on to say that there are decisions that are above all of our pay grades that have to be considered. And finally, quote, I'd rather have everyone playing 99% of the content at the same time than 100% of the content sometime later. So I can kind of see what they're saying, that, you know, there's going to have to be this deal. As I said before, Sony and Activision have this deal in place. They need some kind of timed exclusivity deal, and it's not up to kind of Infinity Ward to figure that out. That's on Activision. But it's still interesting that, one, they're passing the book up to the publisher and saying,
outright called them out, saying, yes, this isn't us.
Well, we've seen that a couple times before. I remember when Black Ops 4 was coming out and they were discussing the idea of not wanting to do a season pass. They didn't want to have aggressive monetization aspects. And then obviously all of that happened.
Black Ops 4 is one of the worst in the entire series.
Is a complete mess when it comes to loot boxes and stuff. So we've seen the kind of disconnect between the developers and the publishers. And you have to kind of feel sorry for the devs because...
Oh yeah, definitely.
All of this is shrouded in secrecy. It's not entirely their idea, especially when it comes to the messaging of it. But they're the people, the actual people, human people, not just a faceless, you know, corporation who take the brunt of it by fans who are perhaps rightly annoyed. And I think that by saying that, you know, it's only 1% of the entire game, that's kind of, it helps people who aren't getting that 1%, but at the same time, it kind of undermines the deal itself.
Yeah.
This is a weird kind of, you know, kind of, to me, it reads as almost a passive-aggressive sort of attack on the publisher in a way.
Not, I mean, it definitely attack, is. Certainly, you know, everybody knows that this is Activision, not so much Infinity Ward. Like, I was going through the various Call of Duty subreddits and looking at all the comments people have made. There's a lot of people saying they're cancelling their pre-orders. I mean, whether that does happen, we'll wait and see. But a lot of people are saying, you know, F Activision, F Activision. Not saying, oh, Infinity Ward, you've screwed it. It's Activision, it's Activision, it's Activision. They know who it is. But yeah, I mean, one of the arguments that people have been making is the idea that, well, then we as much as it is only 1%, we should pay 99% of the full price if we're literally not getting that little chunk of game that we're not getting.
I like that. I like
and
that
it's
argument.
Like, it's like, as somebody who likes zombies, who likes a horde mode, I didn't play Modern Warfare 3, so I'm new to the survival stuff.
Yes.
I'm not going to play it, and I'm not getting on PS4. So it's like, oh, okay, sure.
I know, it's a weird, weird way to go about it, especially because it was at the State of Play where it's this kind of grand unveiling. It's, oh, look what we're getting as PlayStation gamers, and I'm a PlayStation gamer primarily, but it just kind of stinks. It sort of reminds me of an older period where this kind of business mentality was at the forefront. This was the norm, but I don't think it is anymore. We've now
it's not like
opening up the consoles.
Modern Warfare is the first game, the first Call of Duty to open up crossplay, and during the beta over the weekend, I got to play with Scott.
Yes, of course.
On PS4, and it was absolutely fantastic, and I loved it. And you know, all this rubbish aside, Modern Warfare shaping up to be a genuinely brilliant game. Just gotta throw that out there. The story trailer looks amazing, the multiplayer was phenomenal.
But that's why really it's more frustrating.
But that is why it's annoying, because it's like, you were this close to getting, like, this was the win that Call of Duty sorely needed, and Activision went and shoved their massive microtransaction dick in it.
Well, Rich.
And it's just sad.
I'm sorry to say it, but they might be shoving their second dick in it.
I mean,
they've got two dicks, man. They're that big. apparently, according to the Gaming Revolution, who is a leaker who accurately leaked details on Gunfight before it was announced, the supply drop system, which is effectively Call of Duty loot boxes.
Yep.
Originally, that was going to be cosmetic only. Infinity Ward came out and talked about how they were going to have a fair system that was consumer friendly and, you know, as good essentially as a microtransaction system can get. But apparently, that's no longer the case. Apparently, they're just going back to essentially a pay to win model, because they are putting weapons in supply drops like Black Ops 4 has done.
Yep.
And that went down terribly with that community, but it looks like they're doing it again, which is just
great.
A shame. A tweet from the Gaming Revolution said, they're literally changing so much. They had a fair system with the salvage and then they just removed it. They are apparently just going in and kind of gutting it. But the worst part is, we don't know, because the loot box system and the microtransactions aren't in the beta, and judging on Activision's, you know, history,
track record, yeah,
it's not going to be there at launch either. It's going to be a few weeks afterwards, so we can get annoyed about it now, but is it really going to matter, because they aren't going to comment on it, and then it's going to be until after everyone's already bought into the game that we actually know whether or not this is going to happen, which... it's a sucky way to do things.
Like, I've ranted about it before about Black Ops 4's loot box systems, especially when it comes to playing modes that aren't multiplayer that still utilize them, is really, really bad. And I will always defend World War 2's loot box system, because I thought that was really fair.
Yes.
And actually fine. Like, yes, it was still there, but it didn't feel like I was missing out on stuff. And you would still unlock loot boxes, and there were ways to get to the weapon variants without buying boxes through the armory credit system. And I thought, honestly, if they took that and put that in Modern Warfare, fine. Well, absolutely fine. But if they're going to repeat what Black Ops 4 did, because Black Ops 3 kind of did the same, it's the worst system they had in place. But the fact that Sledgehammers was different, and the fact that the Sledgehammer bosses called out Treyarch for saying that their loot box system was bad, obviously this goes to show that, I mean, obviously Activision are definitely putting their fingers in now, because there's no season pass, the DLC is all going to be free, as they said like really early on when they first announced the game. They're going to need a way to get the money back in, and they're going to make, if they manage to make it worse than Black Ops 4, that is an achievement on Activision's part.
Rich,
not a good achievement.
Not a good achievement. I've not even thought about it being worse than Black Ops 4, because that in my mind is sort of, you know, the peak of Activision's
peak of bad,
kind of greediness. The peak of bad. But it's funny and tragically sad that you mentioned World War II's loot box system, because before launch, all the rumors and leaks were pointing towards Modern Warfare actually having that same system.
I really, really hope that would be the case.
But now it sounds like they had that in place and they've just changed it.
It sucks. I'm honestly, this is the most excited I've been for a COD in quite a long time, even for the multiplayer, because I normally fall off the multiplayer really quickly. I played loads of World War II and I played so much of the beta over the weekend and I adored it. And I haven't really gotten into COD multiplayer since Black Ops 1.
Well, even your friend and mine, Scott Telford, has been singing his praises all weekend.
Even playing with PC players, and he was having a great time. He actually didn't get that badly wrecked. It was actually, do you know, it felt really fair. I'm genuinely, because that was my first experience crossplay as well.
Because you were big all week. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. Rich was bigging up about how his mouse and keyboard skills were going to wreck anyone with a controller playing on PlayStation 4. And you know what? All I'm saying is, if that's not the case,
I did finish top in all the games we played.
All right,
and also we did. That was just a little tidbit. There was a point when there was me and like five or six of my friends on Discord. We were all there playing together. Because obviously on the lobby it has like mouse and then a tower to say this is PC players. We have this whole pie of PS4 people join and go, and they all left again.
So you're essentially, you know, the hard kids in the back of the bus bullying people off.
We're in the back of the bus in the Call of Duty multiplayer.
Rich, I look forward to actually giving you
We're facing 2v2.
We've just come straight into this. We've gone from the horrific business practices into the actually good gameplay, because at the core, it seems like Modern Warfare is going to be really good, which again is why it's so frustrating.
Separate the art from the artist, or separate the publisher from the game.
Developers.
It's a shame.
Either way, I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. Are you still looking forward to Modern Warfare, or will this kind of ruin your enjoyment of it? And what do you think about the survival mode being locked off for a year, timed exclusive on PlayStation 4? But while you're down there, can you give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists like this. For more lists like
it's
this.
It's a list.
This is a list or something. Whatever. Who knows? I've been Josh.
I've been Rich.
And we'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. And that's how you professionally sound off a video.
10 out of 10, baby.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.